Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, your spirit among us, your hand on us, your spirit within us. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm being led to move into a kind of a series, I guess we'll say, on the echo of God's love. I don't expect we'll get there for the next lesson or two, but let's just do a quick review of a couple of things, and then we'll move into a direction I believe God wants us to go. We've talked about this a lot, but 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We can realize that the hidden men of the heart, which Peter talks about in 1 Peter 3, verse 4, is the real man, the real you, your spirit man. And within that spirit man resides the Holy Spirit. So we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. We can have the Holy Spirit within us. We can have gifts of the Spirit. We can have fruit of the Spirit, which is really, I believe, fruit of the human spirit as a direct result of the Holy Spirit flowing through us. And we want to focus on God's love coming through your spirit man. So in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, he's basically saying you are a spirit, you have a soul, and live in a body. You're three parts. But the real you, the most important part of you, is the spirit, because the body will not have life without the spirit. So I want to look at a few scriptures about the spirit of man, and I'll talk about a little bit about that spirit man before we get into the echo of God's love. A few scriptures, Romans chapter 8, verse 10. "But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness." Romans 8, 10. So we're created by God, okay, with a body on the outside, and then our soul and our spirit's on the inside. But the deepest part of us is that spirit man. And it's in that spirit man where you receive the Spirit of God. So when you receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, he comes into your heart. I remember when I prayed that prayer, "Jesus, come into my heart." And I made Jesus the Lord of my life. But he was the Savior of my life. He saved my life. He brought life, eternal life, into my spirit man. And I like the scripture because it says the spirit is life because of righteousness. So I was totally cleansed on the inside. I was still the same person on the outside, and so were you. But the inward man, the hidden man of the heart, or the inward man as he's called, was recreated in Christ. And this is important to know when we talk about the echo of God's love. In fact, I'm just going to walk through a few scriptures like this just to kind of remind us of and help us focus on the spirit man. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. "Because the God who said, out of darkness light shall shine, is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us," or not out of us. So without trying to teach this whole verse, just to get us to refocus, that light has illuminated the knowledge of the glory of God within our hearts. And now we are to let that light out. So Christ lives in us as a treasure within us. And that precious treasure, we're to reveal, that is the glory of God, we're to reveal that glory from within to other people. You know, I've always liked this verse, 2 Peter 1:19. And we're going through a lot of scripture here, but these are things you can meditate on. It says, we in the World English Bible says, "We have the more sure word of prophecy, and you do well that you heed it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star or the day star arises in your hearts." You know, isn't that what we want? We want Jesus to shine through us to lead people to God. And that's the way we do it. And that's what he did. He came, God in the flesh, God incarnate, and showed people that there was a way of redemption to walk out of what we had been sold into by Adam. As we let that life and light and love shine through us, it's amazing how they kind of work in combination. And we can hold forth the word of life. We can keep speaking the word of God. We can keep letting that life shine through us for those who do not have life. Let the light shine through us for those who are in darkness. And let God's love come through us and flow through us for those who don't feel that love, don't experience that love, or don't realize that love. So we've established that Jesus is in us, Christ is in us, Galatians 1:15 and 16. But it pleased God, he goes on to say, to reveal his Son in me, his Son in me. So God basically reveals Christ to us from within us, and then he reveals it to other people. Praise God. Galatians 2:20, one of my favorite verses. I'm crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. I read one time where one person said, I live in a Christ-like way, or I glorify Christ through my behavior. But that's not accurate. What's accurate is that Christ lives in me. He affects my behavior when I allow him to. And then one of my favorite verses, Galatians 4:19. My children, whom I travail in birth again, until Christ is formed in you. So God wants us to have Christ in us, formed in us, and our minds renewed and conformed to Christ, conformed to the Word, so that our mind, will, and emotions conform to His way of thinking, His way of acting, His way of speaking. And I hope this is really resonating with you, that I need to be more spirit conscious, not only Holy Spirit conscious, but my spirit, conscious of my spirit, our innermost being, our inward being, because Jesus Christ lives inside of us. And Ephesians 3:17, part of that says that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. So I want us to realize that Christ is in our heart. He's in our spirit man. He's affecting our soulish realm and affecting our body when we allow him to. So before we get into the next session, let's make this confession of faith. We're talking about the echo of God's love, and we're going to get into that next time. But let's make a confession of faith that helps us focus on Christ being in us. Thank God my spirit is filled with life because of righteousness. Thank God his Son is revealed in me. Thank God I am crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Christ is formed in me. Thank God, his home is in my heart through faith. Thank God, I'm a spirit, I have a soul, and live in a body. Thank God, I'm allowing the life of God to flow through me to others. Thank God, the life, light, and love of God are shining through me today. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.